Hello, this is Mikaela Thurman with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you're watching the Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We're grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Saleen Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me is Joanna Harbor, running for U.S. House District 3, which covers most of Multnomah County, some of Clackamas, and Hood River County. Welcome, Ms. Harbor.
Thank you for having me.
Great. If you can start by please telling us a bit about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Yes, thank you. My name is Joanna Harbor, and I live in Estacada, Oregon. And my profession is an attorney. I'm currently doing family law and estate planning practice. Previously, I've done other types of cases as well. And I am running because I believe it's time for a new voice to be over in Congress to represent the people in this district, to have a new direction and start having some positive change for the people. And I think I'm the person for the job. As a lawyer, I'm good at reading and analyzing bills and writing bills. I would be able to do that. And I am used to fighting for my clients and being a voice for them, and I'm ready to do that for the people of this district.
Thank you. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change?
So the issue of climate change has become so po polarized. If you speak at it with using one language, the Democrats will listen and the Republicans won't, and vice versa. And this is an important issue because we only have one planet. We can't leave and go live on Mars or anywhere else because it's not sustainable for us. And so we need to be good stewards of the planet we are on. But we also have to be mindful of the indigenous communities, minority communities, and those who might be affected in jobs and things we do. So we need to make sure we're not harming anyone at the same time where we're trying to have clean water, clean air, and a good, safe environment for everybody. And doing that, we also need to make sure that our energy grid is ready for anything we do, because we cannot have blackouts and brownouts on people. That would affect people with disabilities, seniors, and other vulnerable communities. So we need to be mindful of all that, but we definitely need to have clean air and water for everybody.
Thank you. And next question, what, if any, changes would you support in gun safety laws?
There is a difference between gun safety and gun regulation laws, and we need to make sure we're being careful of that. The Second Amendment affords the right to bear arms, and it can't be infringed on, but we can do things to make it safe. And I would support things such as having gun safety classes for people who own it, being mindful that we need to be cost effective of things like that. And we can't add an extra undue burden on someone owning a gun, making things expensive. But we can have resources available for that type of thing. And we need to actually do better with mental health, because sometimes people are suicidal, and a way to commit suicide, unfortunately, is with a gun, but that's only one method. And so it's better to address the suicidal part and the mental illness instead of trying to take away people's rights. And so I think we need to put more resources into mental health that will also help other issues that we have going on in our country.
Thank you for that response. As a reminder to those tuning in, you're listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Joanna Harbor, who is running for U.S. House District 3. We'll continue with the next question. What, if any, changes would you support in congressional action on voting rights?
So, voting is an important right that we have. We are in a constitutional republic where we get to say on who represents us. And it's very important that we have secure and accurate voting, and that everyone who is legally able to vote has the opportunity to vote. But we also need to be mindful that one ineligible vote can eliminate a legal vote. And so we need to make sure we're only counting those that are eligible to vote, only those get counted. And we need to make sure that we're not making it in hard for anyone to vote. And so it's a balancing act of those two things. But we've heard since 2016 that Russia, China, other countries are trying to interfere. So we need to have safe, secure elections. And we need to make sure everyone who's eligible to vote can, and those who are not eligible are not. So clean voter rolls and other things we can do to make sure that we are having safe and secure elections.
Thank you. Next question. What role, if any, would you support for Congress to play in addressing income inequality in America?
So unfortunately, with this issue, there is not a one size fit all. What works for Oregon wouldn't work in Florida. And actually, what works in urban areas within a state wouldn't work in the rural areas within that state. So it's really something that needs to be controlled and done on a local basis. With that said, Congress can definitely hold hearings and find out what's working well in areas and what's not working well, and then help bring resources to those communities so they can implement what's working well and change what's not working well.
Thank you. And our last question, would you favor the use of a Citizens Independent Redistricting Commission in place of the state legislatures performing this function for congressional and state legislative districts?
Thank you for that question. I believe this is an important question. I would need to see the specifics of the plan to see if it's actually fair for everyone. But I do agree that having state legislatures redistrict creates problems. You can just look at the third congressional district where parts of Clackamas are thrown in and Hood River. And technically, a candidate, if they wanted to, and I hope no candidate does, but if they wanted to, they could focus solely on Multnomah County and their issues and be able to win the district and completely ignore the other two counties. And that's fundamentally unfair to the people who live in those two counties, as their voices aren't going to be heard as well. And so, redistricting and drawing district lines is very important. Important, but I want to be clear, the state legislature, no matter who's in charge, whether it's Democrats or Republicans, humans have a natural bias to favor themselves. So that's kind of why it's a problem having state legislatures do it, because they will do it on party lines. And so I agree, we need another mechanism, and I would look forward to seeing other plans to see how we can do it so it would be fair for every single voter and citizen within our state.
Thank you, Ms. Harbour. This concludes our video voters guide and podcast interview of Joanna Harbour running for U.S. House District 3. A reminder that Election Day is Tuesday, May 21st, and ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.